This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Helena judge has ruled in favor of youth plaintiffs in a precedent-setting Montana climate lawsuit, finding that Montana's constitutional right to a clean and healthful environment is being violated by state policies that contribute to climate change and its effects on the state's residents. Lewis and Clark County District Court Judge Kathy Seeley's ruling is the first time a court has found that the environmental protections in the Montana Constitution extend to the impacts of climate change, which is driving hotter, drier summers, a shorter annual window for the mountains to accumulate snowpack, and wildfire seasons that start earlier and stretch further into the year. In a 103-page order filed about 2 months after the conclusion of the closely watched Held v. Montana trial, Judge Seeley ruled in favor of 16 young Montanans who filed the lawsuit in 2020. Her order struck down a state law barring Montana agencies from considering the impacts of climate change when issuing permits. Seeley said in her ruling, "Montana's greenhouse gas emissions and climate change have been proven to be a substantial factor in causing climate impacts to Montana's environment and harm and injury to the youth plaintiffs. Plaintiffs have a fundamental constitutional right to a clean and healthful environment, which includes climate as part of the environmental life support system. The state legislature is specifically tasked with protecting that environmental life support system under Montana's constitution. In the Republican supermajority legislative session that concluded earlier this year, Republican lawmakers amended the Montana Environmental Policy Act, or MEPA, to prohibit consideration of greenhouse gas emissions and climate change in state permitting decisions. The Montana Environmental Policy Act guides the environmental review process for permits, such as those granted for coal mine expansions or for new power plants. That prohibition within MEPA, passed as Senate Bill 557, is now invalid under Judge Seeley's decision, and the state may now consider climate impacts in permitting. The youth plaintiffs were represented by Our Children's Trust, an environmental organization that has filed dozens of similar lawsuits in other states. The lawsuit names Montana, Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, Republican Attorney General Austin Knutson, and several state agencies as defendants. The trial was notable for the amount of expert testimony summoned by the plaintiffs, which accounted for the bulk of the trial's first 5 days. Among the experts called were some of Montana's top scientists who have studied climate change, including Steve Running, a longtime professor at the University of Montana, who shared a 2007 Nobel Prize as a member of the world's premier scientific group studying climate change. The plaintiffs also drew on testimony from Kathy Whitlock, a Montana State University Earth Sciences professor emerita and founder of the Montana Institute on Ecosystems, and U.S. Geological Survey scientist Dan Fagry, who spent most of his career documenting Glacier National Park's vanishing namesakes. Several of the youth plaintiffs also took the stand. The Republican-led defense for the state of Montana called just one expert witness before resting its case after a single day of testimony. Julia Olson, the environmental group's executive director, said, "The ruling in Montana is a game changer that marks a turning point in this generation's efforts to save the planet from the devastating effects of human-caused climate chaos." The law that Judge Seeley struck down on Monday was the sole remaining issue in the lawsuit following a series of rulings in which the judge sided with the state and narrowed the scope of the case. The Montana state energy policy was repealed by the Republican legislature earlier this spring, so that made the plaintiff's challenge to that law moot, Judge Seeley said. In a ruling weeks before the trial, Judge Seeley had also earlier rejected the plaintiff's request that she order the state to account for all its greenhouse gas pollution and develop a remedial plan to reduce those emissions. Those requests exceeded the court's authority and amounted to policy that should be handled by the legislative and executive branches, Judge Seeley said. Emily Flower, spokesperson for Attorney General Austin Knutson, said the state will appeal Seeley's ruling. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.